This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Georgia health officials have halted vaccinations at a site administering the Johnson & Johnson shot after 8 people experienced adverse reactions. However, experts say it doesn't seem to be an issue with the vaccine. AP's Julie Walker reports.
3 other states also temporarily shut sites down, but Dr. Amy Baxter at Georgia Medical College says there's a logical reason why people fainted after getting the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. One, the heat. It was 80 degrees. The other, many who chose the one shot actually have a fear of needles.
With Johnson & Johnson, we have selected a group of people who only want to get vaccinated once. And those people are more likely to have fainting or lightheaded reactions. It's the injection in the needle. It's not the vaccine itself.
And she says what's most important?
Tiny minor side effects are nothing compared to the risk of dying or prolonged illness.
I'm Julie Walker.
More Black Americans are saying they are open to taking the coronavirus vaccine. We get details from AP's Ben Thomas.
The head of the American Public Health Association says attitudes among Black Americans toward the vaccines have made an almost 180-degree turn. The latest Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs research poll shows the number of Black Americans leaning against getting vaccinated has dropped to about 24%. That's down from 41% in January. In comparison, about 26% of white Americans said they will probably or definitely not get vaccinated, while 22% of Hispanic Americans expressed doubts. Outreach campaigns have sought to combat misinformation and reassure people that the COVID-19 vaccines available are safe and effective. I'm Ben Thomas.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. This is VOA News.